It was common practice when I was in my teenage years that after church on Sunday night, there would be a group of us boys who would end up at one of our houses to eat and then play basketball, watch a movie, or some other common teenage time spender. On one particular night, we were all at my house. We had been in the living room watching a movie. We had gotten bored, and then we made our way to the backyard to play basketball and to jump on the trampoline. And we probably pulled the trampoline up next to the goal so we could do all these extravagant dunks. Well, during that time, my parents came home. They had been out to eat with some of their friends that night after church. I was walking in the back door, and I could see into our living room where my mom was straightening up the mess that we had made. And she reached down to pick up some pillows off the floor, and when she did that, she uncovered a cigarette that was lying there on the floor. Perhaps you can imagine the shock and sense of fear that raced through my body at that moment. She picked up the cigarette. She called out to my father, which only intensified my fear. They had a brief discussion, and then they announced to everyone there, "Okay, boys, we found this cigarette. I don't know to whom it belongs, but we're calling all the parents to let them know that we have found it, and they can deal with you on their own terms." So they did just that. They called all the parents, and the culprit confessed, and his parents dealt with him as they saw fit. I could stand right here and tell you story after story that involved my parents and how they seemed to have always done what was right when it came to raising their boys and just about every other area in their life. They weren't perfect, but they had this North Star ethic about them. They had standards and principles by which they made decisions. And believe it or not, those standards did not always benefit me in the moment. Sometimes those decisions caused me pain or frustration or disappointment. But having the benefit of time and space, I can look back on most decisions that they made on my behalf and say that what they did was right. Today, we see a similar sentiment expressed in a wartime speech given by the commander of the Israelite army. In 2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 12, Joab, David's chief commander, cries out, "Be of good courage, and let us be courageous for our people and for the cities of God, and may the Lord do what seems good to him, what is right in his sight." Did you know that the believer in Christ can fight with courage today because we know that the Lord will do what is good in his sight on our behalf? As you pray today, please remember Eodu Rodriguez and his family, our national changemakers in the Cape Verde Islands. Also, remember the Haya LifeWord broadcast that's heard all throughout Tanzania.